Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to Adam Weston. Now, drums and percussion with Birds of Tokyo, is that how it goes?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, good. Percussion is the thing nowadays, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose you can add percussion to it. Just the meat and potato on the skins.
I was going to mention the skins, and yes, it is a tough job. Look, I've got to ask, you guys got together in Perth, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Just an excuse for a jam, is that how it happened? Because that happens so much with bands.
Yeah, not too far away from that, actually. There was a point in time where three of us pretty much lived in the street next to each other, just south of Perth. But we were always kind of going out, watching a lot of the same bands in our local sort of scene, and then it's always a thing where everyone kind of ends up meeting everyone, and then it's like, hey, we should get together and, you know, see what happens, and, you know, you all have the same favourite records and all that kind of thing. And, yeah, it just came together really quickly, and we haven't really looked back.
I can
now
picture.
We just live much further away from each other.
No doubt about that. Spread to the four corners. Yes, I've got a pair of drums. You've got a bass guitar. You've got a lead guitar. Oh, you've got a PA. Perfect. Let's get together and do something.
That's right. It's not very different to, you know, a lot of our friends' bands that started out like that, where you pay your $50 to junk in a shoebox of a rehearsal room, and, you know, that's where everyone kind of writes their first song.
I was actually going to mention about writing songs. I do notice that most of the band is listed down as writing credits. I was wondering exactly how that is. What's your process for writing your music? Because it does vary with bands.
Yeah, and I think for us, each album tends to be quite different from the one that precedes it. Like, you could have something that's more pop, and then something that's a bit more heavy, and then something that jolts back to something being a little more orchestral or whatnot. But by and large, our guitarist is a really gifted engineer and producer, so he kind of often has the bones of a vision, and, you know, Kenny plays into that really well with his lyrics, but everyone sort of chips in with their own strengths, and, you know, regardless of whether one person's input may be more than another's on any particular song, it's all, you know, we all have a common understanding of the bigger picture, sort of a goal for the body of work. So, so far, that's a format that works for us.
I was just thinking, because it's such a collaborative effort like that, that would make a little bit of difference, and that would translate to your live performances as well, because everyone's invested in every track that you've written together.
Well, that's right. And, you know, when a band, like, say, our first couple of records definitely felt like they were songs that were being written for the stage, because all you want to do back then is just, oh, we want our shows to be bigger and better and more explosive, and, you know, the music kind of reflects that. But then you maybe get to an album, you know, like March Fires, that had Lanterns on it, and that definitely feels like a band that spent 6 months in a studio making a record, as opposed to 3 weeks. And you've got more time to take a breath and write very differently. And, you know, the results, you know, differ like that. Our latest record, Human Design, being mostly based on what Kenny was going through, you know, with a divorce, and you get music that's a bit more cathartic and emotional, but that the rest of the band is invested in too, but on the wavelength of that, the band kind of very much operates like a family after this long. So if that's what Kenny's going through, we're not going to force him to go down on a very different path. So we all write to each other's kind of mutual understandings, I guess.
Well, how does that? I mean, that's great that you go together like that when you're writing. It goes together like that when you're writing. But I was going to ask, and and I've got a couple of quickfire questions here as well. I was going to say, and don't get offended here, but of course you're behind the drums, so I'm not going to hold you to the answers here, because some of the musos that I've known over the years, oh, he's only behind the drums. What would he know? There is a reason for that, though. You're almost in your own little area there, and the thing is, you're not front of house so much, so you don't see as much as, say, your lead guitar or your lead singer. But I was going to ask, and the first thing that that pops up to mind is, so I can remember hearing nothing but good things from Grooving the Moo in Bendigo, 2011 it was. A lot of local Mildura people made the 4.5-hour drive. Hey, look, has your stage presence slowed down at all? Because, well, none of us are getting any younger.
I haven't thought about it. I wouldn't have thought so. I think some of us, all of us, feel like we're in better shape now than what we've ever been, as far as being able to, you know, deliver high energy shows and the rest of it. We're actually probably looking after ourselves better on the road, as opposed to 10 years ago at things like Groove in the Moo, where you just, you know, smash through those drinks riders. Now we tend to wait until after the show as opposed to before the show.
Well, you're peeling back the curtain right there about what rock and roll is all about back in those younger years.
a bit more mature, a bit wiser. But, it's something that doesn't really affect our performances at the moment.
Excellent. Look, I'm happy to hear that. I am happy to hear that. These quickfire questions. Best act you've ever worked with? Again, I can't hold you to this because you're behind the drum, so you don't get the view.
As in like other artists? Yes. Just even at the moment, being able to see Missy Higgins on most nights that we're playing, I just totally forgot what an amazing performer she is and how strong her songs are. And because it's been a difficult couple of years for anyone to be doing any touring, it's just been amazing to hear artists like Missy and John Butler and some of these artists have now for quite a long time now. So, it's always great to share stages with artists like that.
I was going to ask you, how good is it to get out there after the COVID lockdowns of the last couple of years?
Yeah, and I think it's the same for crowds as well.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, just a couple of shows ago, we were quite taken aback when I think we got to Good Lord or Lanterns and thousands of people just got up out of their seats and stood up, and we were whoa, I forgot what this feels like. But more so about what it kind of feels like for the audience as well. But that's right, this is what that magic feels like.
Well, look, what can we expect? Somersault in the Wingy Place, Mildura, Saturday the 26th of March. An electric feel, no doubt about it. I think it's probably one of the first, maybe the first large concert we're going to have here in Sunraysia since we haven't been able to do this. What can we expect?
We've got a bit of a varied set list. There'll be some of the old faithfuls, a couple of new ones. And when I say new, I keep forgetting that our latest record actually came out in 2020. We just haven't really had a chance to play songs like Two of Us and Good Lord and Unbreakable or Greatest Mistakes in these kind of festival settings. So it just feels really, really kind of fresh and reinvigorating for us. So it'll definitely be a high octane show.
I'd like to hear that. Speaking of which, just before we do go, it has been nearly 2 years, April 2020 I think it was. You did top the Aussie charts, mind you, upon release. Any plans of going back into the studio at this stage, or just excited about being on the road?
it's been good having a few days off in between all these shows. We're getting a lot of writing done at the moment. We should have a new single coming out in the next couple of weeks. It just feels good not to have to collaborate over Zoom calls anymore. We should be able to knock out all this material that's been sitting there, half completed. Who knows, we might have a new record out this year.
Well, we might, so yes, Okay, so what you're saying is I can't tell you, or I'm not going to tell you. You're just going to have to watch this space and see.
No, I just don't want to promise that we will have something out, and then we all go back to going a bit lazy, and then get pushed into a 2023.
I hear what you're saying. Look, it's been great to spend a couple of minutes or a few minutes with you, and love to see you here in Mildura. Can't wait. Saturday the 26th of March.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for that.
Thank you. That is the drummer, percussionist, they call them nowadays. I'm not really sure about that. Adam West, Birds of Tokyo. Again, Saturday the 26th of March, Somersault here in Mildura. The tickets are on sale now. You just head to ticketmaster.com.au.